What the fuck was that?
I don't know. There's something in my throat.
It's phlegm or worse.
Have you noticed that now that we're in our 50s, it's okay to make the sounds of bodily functions?
Welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
No, hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
No, seriously. Yeah, welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
It's not okay.
No, seriously.
No, you get to an age where that shit should stop.
No, we don't have as much control over certain bodily functions.
No, that happens when you get to like 80.
No. Belching, for example.
Yes. When's the last time you heard me belch?
About an hour ago.
Okay, truth. When's the last time you heard me belch?
Hour and a half.
Ever?
Yes.
You haven't?
Yes.
Never?
That was coming out of one end of you. I don't know if it was the top end or the bottom end.
Warren?
But it sounded like a belch.
No, it wasn't. Because I don't do it, because I can control myself.
No, something came out of you, the front side or the back side, one, something. Yeah, I heard it.
You didn't hear it.
And the table
you
rumbled.
Didn't.
Yes.
And the thunder rolled.
Hey, so
what?
We have some statistics, right?
Statistically speaking.
Statistically speaking.
Yes.
Like a statistician.
Yes.
Okay. So
let's talk about them. I think it's boring.
No, statistics can be interesting because
they're
not. To me, it kind of gives us a baseline of where you're at, right? Are you above or below the average?
I disagree with that.
Why is that?
Because it's average. So why would you even want to even compare yourself to average of anything?
You never want to be average. This is why the statistics help you, like, hey.
But you're comparing yourself to average.
No.
If I'm going to compare myself to anybody, it's going to be somebody who has achieved better.
No, then I get depressed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's not horrible.
So what? Let's talk about some interesting statistics.
Okay.
Okay.
I looked up one.
All right. What was it?
So the average American makes like 50 grand a year.
And now, okay. Now, hang on. Go back to your point a second ago. You say comparing yourself to that, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I look at that, I know that we do a little bit better than the average American.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that kind of tells you, hey, you're doing something right.
Not necessarily true, because you're including in that are people who are making minimum wage, people just out of high school.
That's true.
You know, they're all lumped into that.
Right. Entry-level positions.
Yeah. So that brings the amount down. So I would rather compare myself to people in a like position as me.
Yeah, that would be a much more factual thing.
Yeah, or people our age, or people with a certain level of education.
No, wait, I want to know how much, what the hell? Yeah, I'm just glad those things aren't shitting on us. Wait, how much does the average chef make in the United States?
Average chef?
Yeah.
Hey, you talk, I'm going to look it up.
Okay, so we're gonna find this out.
No, wait, but what was leading me to that, I was just listening to a song called Bullet Boys, Smooth Up In Ya.
What does this have to do with average American income?
Because I opened up my iPod and there it was.
Okay, say the name again.
It's by the Bullet Boys.
Okay.
And it's called Smooth Up In Ya.
Is this like a prison song?
Smooth Up In Ya.
So it's just like, hey, you know, welcome to cell number 37.
I don't know what that means.
I'm about to be...
I don't think it's necessarily a prison song.
It sounds like it.
It's just a sexual song, I think.
Oh, Craig.
What?
Don't go there.
What was I looking up? I don't even remember.
The average salary of an executive chef in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to kind of find out, you know, what the range is. Yeah.
Average.
We need to talk about Milk Bar ice cream, too.
$63,326.
Okay.
So an executive chef barely makes more than the national average salary.
Right.
That's horrible. Because those people, they're not usually like the brightest people.
What?
Oh, wait. No, wait. Just don't listen for a second. I need
those
to talk to everybody.
Those are my people.
I need to talk to everybody.
I'm about to be smooth up in ya.
This isn't... Wow. No, but why is somebody who is on their feet for probably 12 hours a day,
making that kind of money,
ass off, making people happy, making 63, and the executive chefs, I would think of like an upscale restaurant usually for an executive chef. Do they have executive chefs at like Denny's and
No.
IHOP?
Those are like kitchen managers or right. kitchen supervisors.
So these are people on nicer facilities that are making more money.
Right.
But they're still not making shit.
Okay, so
really,
going back to your original point, this kind of narrows.
Not that that's an awful salary.
Would you work
for
that?
For people? Well, no.
Neither would I.
Right.
No.
But for a normal job, I don't think that's a bad salary.
No, and we need to be careful here.
Uh-huh.
Because I think.
Why are we going to start now?
No. We need to be careful because I really think there is, you know, we've been fortunate in our careers,
yes.
right? And I think yes. we've both worked very hard.
Yeah.
We've both had a measure of success, and mm-hmm. we're not about to cash in or anything like that. But I think we're comfortable and everything's okay.
Doesn't everybody have a measure of success?
Exactly, and that's my point. Our measure of success is different than that guy making $63,500.
Right.
It could be somebody who's made it. You know,
right.
that is like huge to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us to sit up here on our perch and say, you know, 63.
No, but I think, I'm just saying, for that person, if he's working that hard and making that many people happy.
They're underpaid.
And making a restaurant owner that uh-huh. much money, then they should be compensated.
Huge. And I know this is not the most popular point I'm about to make,
mm-hmm.
but the hospitality industry in general has been very, very slow to evolve up to modern yeah. standards. And as a result, as the industry evolves,
mm-hmm.
we're going to start seeing some major price increases.
Yes.
Because we're dealing with an industry that has a 6% profit margin on average national,
wow.
right? Nobody does anything for 6% profit.
No.
No, except for the restaurant industry. And that's mm-hmm. why these people are only making $63,000,
right.
you know, after 20 years of experience. Whereas, you know, now that the industry is evolving, they're doing 401ks, a lot more benefits, mm-hmm. PTOs, and these types of things. Those menu prices that we're so used to
right.
are going to start going up.
Well, they have.
They have.
I mean, we stopped on the way to Phoenix this morning, and my kid wanted McDonald's.
Oh!
Yeah, I feel the same way. It was breakfast, $14.
Oh!
You could go and get like a decent breakfast somewhere
yeah.
for $14.
Uh-huh.
But everything is, yeah, this dinner tonight, we just had Persian food.
Uh-huh.
And it was some rice and a couple of different meats.
Uh-huh.
And tomatoes in it. And it was like $100.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why is this all becoming so? But they don't have a menu item that's under like $23.
Yeah. Part of the problem, though, is mm-hmm. With this current administration that we have in office.
Uh-huh.
Wholesale pricing for food pricing in the United States has gone up 12% year to date, right?
Wow.
And you know that doesn't sound like a lot when you pay a dollar for something in January and you're paying $1.12 for it in June.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound much, but when you're going through 1,000 of those units a month or 1,000 of those units per week,
sure,
you know, then that number adds up.
Yeah, I saw a thing today that said that the average just expenditures of an American right now is $596 more than it was a year ago.
See? That's wrong.
And for the same stuff.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fucked up.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to start seeing a huge financial yeah. crisis in this country as a result.
Uh-huh.
How many times...
While we're giving money to other countries.
How many times a week does the average American married couple have sex?
One.
Okay. So that's four times per month, which
is... They probably can't afford to eat and don't have the energy.
To have sex?
Yeah.
It's cheaper to have sex than eat.
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
No, wait. In your mind, is that sufficient?
No. Not even.
I think we might have mm-hmm. the popular opinion.
Yeah, I think so,
right?
too.
I know that when you're in a loving relationship,
mm-hmm.
right, it happens much more frequently than
right.
that. And I think a lot of times with some of these older marriages that have probably hung on for too long,
uh-huh.
it becomes an obligation.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And a routine.
You're a dump truck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's not good.
That's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If it's like that, I would rather not do it than be disinterested.
Yeah.
And do it.
Yeah. No, for what?
Right.
No. I
You're forgetting the whole purpose for it and the reason to have it.
Yeah. I'm totally blessed with German Filipino food.
Good.
I mean, that's the most amazing thing in the world.
Wonderful.
And you got to eat a lot.
Really?
Well, you know what I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'm talking about food because you need energy.
Right. And what do you call German Filipino food?
Well, it in a sense, yeah, there is German.
This has gone on too long.
This is there is such thing as German Filipino. It's not a facade. It's reality. It's true.
Well, no, but you need to call a spade a spade at some point so we can get the story straight. Because you're talking about Spam lasagna.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which there's no such thing of.
Right.
But then German Filipino food is evolving into like a persona.
It's a life. German Filipino food is my future.
Let's talk about our presidential campaign.
I'm committing to eating German Filipino food
for the rest of your
life. For the next 40 years.
40 years? What are you going to do after that?
Oh, it's brilliant. What am I going to be able to do after that?
Oh, things are changing every day.
You think at the age of 95?
I saw some new medication today.
Yeah?
Rouge. Have you seen this? R-U-G-I-E-T?
Rouge?
Rouge. R-U-G-I-E-T.
You're trying to say that Rouge so it sounds fancy.
It is fancy.
Is it from France?
No.
Then why do they call it Rouge?
Rougeette.
Rouguette. Okay.
Okay. So it's this thing. It's some new ED medicine where they're putting all these. They put Cialis. They put Viagra in it. They put something that like gets you like excited. They got all this stuff in it now. And it's like a blend. Yeah.
Oh,
like
wow.
It's like an ED cocktail.
So ED medications are becoming like wine. So you can have like a blend of Pinot and a blend of Grigio and all these other kind of things.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where do we go?
For what?
To buy the Rouguette.
You don't need Rouguette.
I don't need Rouguette, but just in case.
Well, I'm sure it's online.
It's online?
What isn't?
Speaking of Rouguette, I have to go to the bathroom.
Let's talk about baguettes.
No, I have to go to the bathroom.
What do you think constitutes
a
good baguette?
Oh, I say bathroom and you say baguette.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
No, wait. I'll be right back. I want to know about baguette.
I have to urinate.
I took it. I took the microphone.
I'm going to urinate right here in the office. I'm going to urinate right in the office. Oh, wait.
No, it's rolling.
No, it's not rolling. Wait. It's holding still.
3, 2, 1, camera.
We're
action.
On. Yeah.
This is Silas. So Warren's son has started a YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Sly Sigh.
Everybody needs to subscribe to Sly
That would be really nice if you would.
S-L-I, next word, S-I.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, but he's so funny. He's so dramatic. And so at the beginning of every video... Because you hear how dramatic we are when we start our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We're ready. Okay, go. He's like 3, 2, 1, action. Yeah. And it's hysterical.
It's classic.
Yeah.
So speaking of classics.
Yes.
We had ice cream tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's just, so if you haven't had it, you can get it like AJ's Whole Foods, probably like you're more a little bit
premium
upscale.
Purveyors. Yeah.
And it's called Milk Bar and it's cereal milk.
Uh-huh.
And this shit is just, it's just delicious.
Okay, so when you told me about it, I was aware of the brand because of David Chang. Mama Fuko. And, you know, he has involvement in Milk Bar.
Yes. And I was aware of it because of Christina Tozzi from MasterChef.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a hottie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I was aware of it, but you think about the basic principle of the ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Right, which is designed to be that milk left over at the bottom of the cereal bowl.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not the most exciting thing
in the
world.
No, it's not. And that didn't turn me on.
No.
No. But the ice cream sure did.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really, really good.
So if I had, in my opinion, as a culinarian, right, an aged culinarian.
Yes.
I would define that flavor
as... well-aged.
A well-aged.
Culinarian.
I would define that flavor as ice cream.
Period.
But that would be the baseline.
The baseline.
Yeah. And one of the reasons for that is we both agreed that we like to eat our ice cream a little bit more on the warm, not like ice.
Not like,
ice cold. And as it began to warm around the edges a little bit and liquefy a little bit, it had that nice, creamy, rich layout. What was the stuff in the center?
I think it's cornflakes and something that they make into this like ball of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so you just take a little bit of it and have it with your ice cream. But what I noticed was just like a little touch of salty.
Yeah.
A little bit of salty to it. So it breaks down that like icky sweet flavor. Because that I'm not fond of.
Yeah. Whenever you bake something, you should always put salt in it. Yeah.
Because I am so fucking over creme brulee, I can't stand it. I'm so tired of creme brulee.
Creme brulee at 760 calories per serving?
Yes. And it's just...
It's like.
Oh my God! This is the best creme brulee. It tastes like every other creme brulee in history.
That's it. And it's not the most exciting thing in the world.
No, it's just custard with sugar on top.
It's like the definition of gastronomy in the United States for pastry would be creme brulee.
Uh huh.
It's not even our own friggin' dessert, man.
No.
It's just a baked custard.
Yeah. I loved it for like a week when it first got popular.
Yeah.
So this is great, but it's been so overdone.
Oh man.
And it's like tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like liqueur flavored desserts.
One or two bites and that's it. Otherwise they become too much.
It's so rich and it's so just over the top. The espresso,
there's
a lot going on in tiramisu. It was so popular for a while.
What was one of the best cakes when you were a child that your mother made? Dessert.
That my mother made?
Yeah. Your grandmother.
Oh, Grandma was not a baker.
No?
Yeah, I had this thing where every time she made a cake, I would pretend like I was like choking because it was so dry, and I would fall on the floor. And she'd just go, "Oh, Leonard." Yeah, and that was every single time she made a cake. They were horrific. And how you mess up a box cake, I have no idea, but they were all box cakes. And they were
how do you screw up a box cake?
I don't know. She did.
Oh, that's rough. Did your mom ever make any good desserts?
No. Growing up, no.
Okay.
She does now.
Yeah, she made that box cake last week.
Uh-huh, that was good.
Yeah, with the pink stuff on it.
She makes a lot. She has great cookies. She likes to bake now. She never had time to before.
A working lady.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we talked about that pie crust and the pecan stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was young, my mother, who did bake a lot because...
Oh, did she really?
Well, I think it was more of a vanity type thing.
Oh, yeah. For the neighbors. And
yeah. It wasn't... I don't think she ever gave it to the neighbors because I don't think they were sober enough to get out of the house to get to the neighbors.
Oh, okay.
But they used to make rum cake. And
I find that delicious.
It was intoxicating.
Yes.
Yeah. To like a 7-year-old boy.
Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I found at that age, drinking that with rum was even better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that didn't go over well. Having a full bar in the house.
Right. Yeah. Right?
Do people still do bars in their houses?
Some people do, but I think they're all like retired.
Okay.
Is the people who always had bars, I think, have bars now.
Like, don't you remember back in the 70s, like a wet bar?
Yes, built in.
Yeah, a sunken wet bar.
And it was a big deal.
Yeah, that was huge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now I stick it up in the pantry somewhere.
So you got to keep it. Nobody wants booze sitting out.
Well, no. What for?
I come home from school one day, and there's a large truck, like a 30-foot truck in the driveway of the house, and... Like, you know, what's going on? This is very unusual. Well, my father was driving home from work, and, at least he says work, there was a liquor store at Camelback and Scottsdale Road that was selling all of its inventory.
Oh.
Yeah, so he bought all the inventory.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 bottles of wine and just an unimaginable amount of alcohol.
Serious?
Yeah, and so I remember walking this pretty substantial home and walking in there into this sunken living room because everything was sunken.
Sure, right.
And there's 1,000 bottles of wine laying on the floor.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, talk about a fantasy.
Yeah. Wow.
I was the most popular kid in the neighborhood.
Oh, I bet you were.
Yeah. I mean, we were walking around drinking Chateau Latif, you know, with their Rothschild with no problem.
Well, I was walking around with a gallon jug of Gallo.
Is that the shit you drank?
Yeah, that's the only thing that I could steal.
Did you ever drink Mad Dog?
No, never did have that.
Thunderbird
I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah? Did it ever get you sick on that?
No, Gallo I did, though.
Oh.
And Tickle Pink.
Tickle Pink.
Do you remember that? It was Boone's Farm.
I don't go that way.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's what I heard.
I'm going to be deep down inside you.
Yeah. Well, what about... Smooth up in you.
What? Smooth up, yeah. What about Bartles and James?
That was never my thing.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of people loved them.
Yeah, especially when it came out in the 2 liters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was right. Oh, my God, your watch. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I hit something. It says I'm going for a walk.
Are you walking right now?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Now it wants to know what it can help me with.
No. Do you ever stop to think that in today's world, there's just too much technology?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like we're way overdoing it.
Yes.
No, we can't escape from anything.
No. No.
Okay. I just received a text from Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
From your better half.
Oh.
Yes. And she says that I am the best for caring for you and making sure that you're eating and you're laying down in the afternoon and resting.
Now she's always concerned about me eating. Do I look like somebody who you should be concerned about me eating?
No, I think you look good.
I'm healthy.
You are healthy.
I'm a little overly healthy.
No,
I'm a little lot overly healthy.
No, no. See, I don't think we as people have good self-perception.
I think we do.
I don't, because you're not a petite guy. You're a big guy.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you were a lot thinner, you would look like a big guy that's way underweight.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at, because I noticed shoulders today, and my shoulders aren't going to get smaller.
No, that's what you were born with.
Yeah, but I went to test drive BMWs one time,
uh-huh.
and I didn't fit in any of them. My shoulders did not fit in any BMW.
Right.
But when I got done looking and I said, I can't do any of these, he said, what'll it take for me to get you in this car today? I'm like, cut off my arm?
That's a bad line.
Yeah, big time. Mm. Big time, big time.
Yeah. All right, we're at the end of this podcast.
We are?
Yeah. we are.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're getting in trouble for running more than 22 minutes.
From who?
I don't know.
Who's getting us in trouble? We got in trouble for TikTok today.
Oh, what happened?
We made this. I thought it was a great video.
It was hysterical.
Yeah. I actually laughed during it.
Yeah.
And TikTok pulled it.
Yeah. And they said that we weren't in following community guidelines.
Yes.
But, okay, let's clear this up. Okay. Mm-hmm. So our TikTok channel, Sleepless in Cialis, uh-huh. we've had, 100,000 views? I mean, a lot of viewers. Mm-hmm. And in this last video, we used no foul language.
Right.
We didn't make any, we didn't insinuate any insulting comments to any race, creed, or color.
But you know what? They only did it for one of the videos.
Yeah, but not the
other
one.
You know how good you are at posting videos?
Uh-huh.
You know how they usually go in pairs?
Right.
So you have two of every one.
Yeah, you actually have.
Well, this one, it worked.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You don't have to. Nobody else has two of every one.
No, because you can't promote the first one. But
really?
If you download it in the TikTok format, then it'll let you post it or promote it.
Then you should delete the other one.
Yeah, but then, I know, this is so confusing. I can't handle this social media shit.
I can't either.
No.
That's why you do it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for coming.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com. Yes.
Whatever time you're listening to this, enjoy your morning. Enjoy your afternoon.
Enjoy your evening. Yep.
Enjoy your rest.
Yep.
Enjoy your work.
And just remember, from those of us here at Sleepless in Cialis, Craig and Warren, we're going to be deep down inside you.
Smooth up in you.
What?
That's the name of the song, Smooth Up In You.
Who the hell are the Mullet Boys anyway?
The Bullet Boys. Oh my God. Were you alive in the 80s?
Bullet Boys?
Bullet Boys.
Were they
a big hair band.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Were they like one of those boys to men type thing?
No. No, they were a big hair band. Yeah, it was 80s heavy metal.
Bullet Boys.
The Bullet Boys, yes.
Yeah?
I thought they were great. I still do.
It was like Menudo, Ricky Iglesias, Ricky Martin?
No.
Wait, let's end this podcast.
Okay.
Right?
All right. What are we going to end it with? Wait, I want to play this song for everybody.
Okay.
It's a portion of it, but I can't find it, so never mind.
Because it doesn't exist.
Oh.
You're fantasizing again.
My God. I'm not.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't find it.
It's in there.
I don't. Yeah. I can't find it. Oh, well. We'll play it for you next time.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.
Okay, y'all. Enjoy.
Bye. Oh, shit. Shit.
What?
Wait. Okay, bye.
Bye.